Well, hello and welcome to Daily Journey. Today is March 25. Hope you are doing well. Hope you are connected, even if you're isolated, in times of lockdown for us. Kind of a crazy thing. I'm wondering, anybody else dealing with a case of the spostas? Man, I probably am supposed to do this, and I really should be doing this, and I really should be like running a day school for my kids instead of letting them play Minecraft all day long. I'm supposed to have a half hour by half hour kind of rundown of a rhythm and a schedule for everybody, and not doing that. Probably supposed to be working out while I have this time. Probably supposed to be something to all people right now who need me to be. And who am I supposed to be helping right now? Who am I supposed to be talking to right now? A lot of supposedas. I mean, I feel that. Like, what is it? How am I supposed to be a pastor in this moment? And I have the luxury and the benefit of being on like lots of, you know, video conference calls with other pastors all the time. It's a big part of my job, and I love it because I get to be part of a team. But I see how other people are leading, and I wonder, oh, am I supposed to be leading that way too? Right? And, you know, I don't know if you feel that way as a parent or in your job, but it's real, you know, it's a real feeling and a thing that we experience. So I kind of was thinking about that today. And then I read this quote from C.S. Lewis. He said, "We should bring to God what is in us, not what ought to be in us. The oughts will keep us from telling the truth. They will also keep us from feeling the truth. Especially the truth about our pain. We should bring to God what is in us, not what ought to be in us." I don't know if you've ever been through a hard thing and you felt the pressure to, in the midst of something that's really hard, to proclaim something about God that you're not really sure is true in the moment, right? Like, God is faithful. I got to say that so people hear that. But yet in the midst of this, I don't feel like he is. Feels like the opposite of that. That's a good example of bringing something we ought to be bringing rather than something we are. And it just reminds me of, you know, when Jesus was near his own death, right? He went to the garden and he was praying and he's, you know, really begging God and to take away this cup, this option, you know, and he prayed really hard for that. And it's a great example of, I think, Jesus was trying to be a person who brought what was in him as a human. We forget about that. We think of Jesus as like, you know, a spiritual human, like not, I mean, 100% God, 100% human, but mostly God, right? But he was a person too, right? Like he had struggles, he had doubts, he had emotions, and he brought those in before God. And so I wonder what would change like in our prayer lives and in our relationship to God if we were convinced that the thing we needed to do was bring what was actually in us and not what we thought ought to be in us. And that can be a really, really tricky thing sometimes. So that's the thing I'm trying to commit to today in the moment. I'm trying to commit to bringing what's true in me. And honestly, it's been a journey I've been on for quite a long time, but I still try to do that. I still try to bring me into wherever I am. Bring what's actually in me, not what ought to be in me. So if you are feeling like, I don't know if I'm good enough at being quarantined, or I don't even know, what a weird category. And I'm sure many of us probably feel some semblance of like, I'm not doing enough, I'm not being enough, I'm not enough, which is a crazy thing to do because all you have to do right now is just be. So bring our best self, which is what is actually in us. I think that's all God's looking for in the moment. I told somebody yesterday, I used to have conversations with high school seniors all the time when I was doing youth ministry about colleges and what college does God want me to go to. And I'd always tell them, listen, I don't think God cares which college you go to. I think he cares about who you are in it when you're there, right? I don't know if God really cares that much about your daily schedule in your quarantine situation, right? I think God cares about who you are in that schedule and who you are in this house and with the people around you and what's going on inside of you. So bring what's actually in you. That's what I'm going to be working on today. So I hope you do too. I hope you're thriving, not just surviving. I hope you're finding a little joy in simple things. And I hope you turn your phone off for some hours at a time, because life is changing fast, but not that fast. Take a break. Be good to yourself. Have a good one.